One of the most difficult aspects of life in the Palestinian territories is the frequent closure of villages by the Israeli army. Citing the need to protect its citizens against gunmen and suicide bombers, Israeli tanks and troops set up roadblocks and sometimes tear up roads with bulldozers, making travel impossible. Blocked from free travel to their jobs, friends, and families, Palestinians look for byways outside the normal traffic lanes. NPR's Peter Kenyon visited one such route used by thousands of villagers outside the West Bank city of Nablus.
It's a cool, rainy morning on the Tell Bypass Road, a two-lane muddy track that climbs the hills around Nablus, not far from the village of Tell. Taxis, cars, and trucks are useless here. The army has dug a deep trench across the road, forcing travelers to climb a wet, sticky slope to get around to the other side. A few hundred yards away is a paved road, reserved for the use of settlers and soldiers. But here, Palestinians are ushering in the 21st century with a mode of transportation they thought was obsolete, the donkey cart. Jacob Ibrahim loads passengers and bags of groceries into his handmade wooden cart. He says he used to earn a good salary working construction in Jerusalem. But now he's not allowed into the city, so he hauls people and goods along this mud road at 10 shekels a trip. I start work at 5 in the morning, he says, and I quit at sunset. If I work after sunset, I'm afraid the soldiers will shoot at me. I've seen some very sad things, he says. Once, a very sick man came to me. He had been turned back from the checkpoint on the main road. So I took the boxes out of my cart and put this nearly dead person in there. I never did hear if he survived. Nearby, two men put their backs against a loaded donkey cart in what looks to be a futile uphill battle. The cart lurches and wobbles about halfway up the slope before the donkey loses its footing. Somehow, the men keep the cart from toppling over as it slides back into the mud, pooling at the bottom. Standing at the top of the slope, two women on their way out of Nablus to a nearby village stare dubiously at the slick, reddish-brown path before them. Raising their mud-spattered coats, they gingerly pick their way along, with children clutching at their hands. One woman is a 21-year-old mother of two, who says it's the first time she's tried to get back to her hometown in 4 months. Nablus, she says, is a prison. She walks past a man using a small plastic bucket to shovel gravel onto the path, trying to give the passers-by a little traction. You should have seen it early this morning, he says. It was so slippery, people were down on their hands and knees, holding on and pushing each other so they wouldn't slide back down the slope. Six men and women crowd into a donkey cart at the bottom of the slope, heading for the village of Tell. When asked about their travels, they begin talking about shopping and visiting family. But the shame and anger they feel at being forced to travel this way soon bubbles to the surface. This is so humiliating for us, one woman says. Look at us, we're living in the Middle Ages, with donkeys. Our clothes are ruined. Sometimes the soldiers are shooting at us. Where's the Arab world? Where is America? Don't they see what's happening to us? An older man walks past the cart, pulling his coat tighter as raindrops begin to fall again. He turns and offers a wry smile as he says, "Welcome to another day in Palestine." Peter Kenyon, NPR News, on the Tell Bypass Road in the West Bank.